It's good to be back, to see you all again. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Precious Jesus, precious love, how great, thou art. Precious Jesus, precious love, how great, thou art. Precious Jesus, precious love, how great, thou art. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to ask you a question. This morning, are you actually praying? Are you actually praying? Are you praying? Do you pray? I know some of you, have different techniques that you have applied. For we to make up our mind to pray every day for 1 hour is a commitment of discipline. You have to discipline yourself to stay committed to that. And that is how growth comes. We want to see growth, spiritual progress in our lives. But it's not going to come without that discipline. You won't grow spiritually because you go to church every day. I hope you know that. You won't grow spiritually because you join us every day to pray. No. Spiritual growth is a choice. It's a deliberate action. Do you see? You must choose to grow. It's a choice. Amen. So since we started praying every day, today would be the 50. That would be the 51. Today is the 51 of our 70 days of prayer. We have about 17 days more. Can you say you've prayed effectively? Can you say you did it perfectly? So if you have not done it perfectly, effectively for the past 53 days, then you have a choice today. For the next 17 days, you are going to be disciplined. You are going to be consistent, so that at least something can come upon your life. You know, as we prayed, the glory of the Lord came, and it clouded everywhere. Amen. Some of you were able to sense it. Some of you were not able to sense it. You see. You should be sensitive enough to know when it's there and when it's not there. I'm not saying the Spirit is not always with us, but I know that there is a time that His hand rests on you strongly. Amen. Amen. So you should be able to know when he's there and when he's not there. And all these movements, you get to know them in the place of prayer. Amen. You start understanding this movement in the place of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Please give me 1 minute. I want to solve this problem of the echo. 1 minute. 1 minute. Thank you for waiting for me. How many of you enjoy prayer? You enjoy praying? Lift up your hands and let me see. You know, there are some people, they are still at a place where prayer is still a burden. Like when they say, let us go and pray, they feel a kind of rejection. They feel a kind of rejection, like as if something is holding them back from praying. If we say, let us pray, we want to pray, all of a sudden, the kind of feeling that some people usually have, it is a rejection in the place of prayer. And the reason why there is a rejection is because they have not stayed in the place of prayer for long. For some of us, that thing have died. You see, that feeling, like as if I should not pray, it has died. Some people say things like, sometimes I don't feel like, that thing has died. If I want to pray, I will pray. And if I want to go long, I will go long. You must pray so much that your spirit will be submitted to the Lord in the place of prayer. Your mind would even know that, as for this person, he has become a person of prayer. Amen. You will no longer feel a rejection. You will no longer feel as if it's a burden. Amen. When you get to that place, you have climbed the mountain. You have successfully climbed the mountain. One day the Lord told me, he said, pray this prayer for yourself every day. He said, place me forever on the mountain top. There is a mountain top. There is a place where eagles belong. You must strive to get there. Amen. And this is how we get there, by coming every day and doing it every day. I am not there with you in your room. Do you get it? I am not over there with you in your room. I am not there with you in your room. But you know something? You can still be effective. Amen. You can still be effective. You can still pray effectively. Amen. You don't need to be monitored. You don't need to be caged. No. There's a spirit inside of you that was given to us. He said he will teach you all things. And one of the things that is going to teach us is prayer. See, one of the things he will teach you is prayer. You know, sometimes he will tell you, stand up. He will just say, my friend, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Maybe you are sitting down to pray. You just say, he will come and he will say, stand up. And the moment you obey and then stand up, you will now notice a new movement. As if your spirit shifted. It will feel like as if you were quickened. Meaning, that thing called prayer that you are doing become much more easier. Tai. Oh, Zakata. It means that, listen, it means that in the realm of the spirit, the door has been opened to you. Many of us, we struggle, but we get inside. We don't get inside. We labor. But you see, we don't get inside. How do you learn to go inside every day? Discipline. You master the art of praying every night. Night after night. You come again. Right. Sometimes you feel weak, but somehow you start. See, if you can just start, right, you feel, there's no doubt, you feel like sleeping, but can you just start? If you can just start, Kelevetene, Profedene, Andala Kabada, Profegede, if you can start, the water will begin to flow slowly, slowly. It will be rising from your feet slowly. And if you continue, it will get to your waist. You continue, it will get to your stomach. You will feel it rising. You will feel it there. And if you continue, bang, you will just notice you've already become strong. It will overwhelm you. I love prayer. To me, prayer have become sweet. It have become sweet. It is sweet, as in sweet. Even stopping the prayer is paining me. It must be like that for you. It must become sweet. Amen. Handala baraki felisese se, endelese se. Let's pray for 1 hour more. Will it make you happy? No, of course, to make you sad. That thing have to die. That feeling of rejection, it have to die. But it cannot die except you learn to come every day. Every day. Jesus, you are so good tonight. Wonderful Jesus. Sweet Jesus, you are so good tonight. Hale varanosai. I want to show you something tonight. And I hope it's going to bless you. Amen. Are you guys there? Are you there? Look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Jesus, you are so wonderful. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Lord. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Who is helping me tonight? He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Did you see that? Did you see it? You know, if you should read this verse on a normal day, you should rejoice. Say, blessed. be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This who had blessed us with all. Not a few, with all. Do you see the word? Say all. All. This he has blessed us with all. All means all. Amen. All means all. He has blessed you with all. Amen. You see, he has blessed me with all. You know, as I'm teaching, some people are saying it to themselves. Some people are just, let us hear. No, you have to enter into it. You see that, or you can enter into it. Hey, you don't just hear it casually. Hey, you hear it and you allow it to sink in your spirit. Hey, that is how we receive during preaching, during teachings. Hey, all, with all. He has blessed me with all. Maybe you don't understand that word in English. In the Greek, it means pass. Pass means the whole. Do you see it? Maybe you don't understand all, or maybe all is a bad word for you. It says he has blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed me. Maybe you don't say it for yourself. Who has blessed me with the whole. With the whole. Do you see it? He has blessed me with the whole. Spiritual blessings. If you don't like the word the whole, another word is every. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me. He has blessed me. Hey. Now, just post the verse again. You notice it says, who had blessed. This is, it does not say who will bless. It says, who had blessed. Any English child? So that word blessed is in the past tense. It means he has already done it. He has already done it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So listen to me. When it comes to the things of the Spirit, he said it is completed. I do not lack. Just he has blessed me with all, with the whole, with every spiritual blessings. Amen. The word spiritual there is the word pneumaticos. He has blessed me with the whole spiritual blessings. Amen. What is the word blessings? When we say spiritual blessings, what does it mean? Hey, then if you can see what spiritual blessings actually means, and the word of God is telling you, you have been blessed with all the hope. It means that tonight your life is going to change. Thank you, Jesus. Now, look at, for us to understand that spiritual blessings, go to verse 4. Go to verse 4. Verse 4. To understand spiritual blessings, go to verse 4. Let's look at a few of them. A few of them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it says, according as he had chosen us. Watch this. This is one of the blessings. So open your eyes. Open your eyes. It says, according as he had chosen us in him. When? Before the foundation of the world. Let's stay on this for some time. He has chosen us. How? In him. It says, even before the world started. So you see, you have a spiritual heritage. It says, this is one of our blessings. That before the world began, Christ, he chose us in him. So it means that if you are in him today, you know, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, today you are in him. It says, it did not just happen today. It happened before the foundation of the world. What you are seeing today is just a confirmation of what has already happened. Do you see that? So, the fact that you are in him today, because the day you received Jesus Christ, you became in him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, in him, do you see that? It says he is a new creature. So now, this verse is making us understand. It says that we did not just become that new creature today. It says before the foundation of the world, he has already done it. So today, me being in him is a confirmation of what I am in the spirit. How many of you understood that? You understood that? You understood that? Did you understand that? Aye. It means that, see, once you get this, I can show you more things. Only one person got it. Yes. I think we should go and sleep. You guys, you want to kill the teaching anointing? Can't believe it is unnecessary. Don't tell me we are following. I've asked the question. Do you understand? Raise up your hand. Do you get it? Lift up your hands. I'm not in your room with you. Feel it came part of it is unnecessary. In the Labarakovin, is it? So, for the sake of some people, let me glide again. Let me glide again. He says, blessed be the God. He says, who had blessed us with all. So, now, watch this. And one of the all is that before the foundation of the world, watch the way he's using it. Before the foundation of the world, it says, we have been chosen in him. We were chosen in him. So now, today, if you are in Christ, if you are in him, it's a confirmation that yes, truly, he actually blessed you with every spiritual blessing. And one of them is what you are seeing now, that you have been found in him. Do you see that? Do you see that? One of the spiritual blessings that you are seeing in your life right now is that you have been found in him. Amen. So listen, if there was a spiritual blessing like that, and then I am seeing it in my life today, it means others, I must see others in my life in the same way, because every spiritual blessing must be working in my life. Do you agree with me? Every spiritual blessing must be working. It must be working. Because he said he has already blessed us with his. Amen. Now, when he says in heavenly places, go back to verse 3, so that those people who just came would follow us clearly. Go back to verse 3. See, listen to me. One of the things that will make you strong are the things you are hearing now. Listen carefully. Now, it says, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where is heavenly places? I know you look up. No. It says, in heavenly places, in Christ. Do you know why he says in Christ? Because we are in Christ. But we are not just in Christ, we are in heavenly places. Meaning that the word, am I moving too fast? The word heavenly over there is the word epuranos. It's talking about heaven, the abode of God and angels. You see, it's talking about the where God and his angels live. Amen. Where God and his angels, they live. So that's what it's saying. It says, in that place where God and his angels live, it says, we are in Christ. Hallelujah. I am in Christ. Do you see that? Now, let's go to verse 4. Show us verse 4. You are so beautiful. Why is this person slow like this? Very, very slow. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. It says that we should be holy. And without blame. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. Now, this is talking about perfection. This is talking about righteousness, meaning that he has made us right with God. This is another spiritual blessing. It says that we should be holy. Now, the word holy, listen carefully. The word holy is not what you are thinking it is. The word holy is the word set apart. Do you see that? It means something that has been set apart. It has been set apart. So we have been set apart. That we should be holy. We have been set apart and without blame. Without blame means we can now talk to God face to face. Now watch this. Jesus Christ said, a time is coming, and that time is now, when men would not need to go to the mountain. You don't need to go to the mountain to look for God. You don't need to go to a prophet to look for God. He says, that time has come that the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Amen. Now, you can sit in your room and talk to him. It means you are without blame. Amen. See, there is nothing blocking you from him anymore. Do you see that? There's nothing hiding you from him anymore. Do you see that? So this is one of your blessings, that you now have access to him. You don't, you see, you are without blame. You are not like Adam, who needed to go and hide. And then he comes and said, Nancy, 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 Nancy. I think we have too much Nancy here. Say, Nancy, 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 where are you? Nancy, 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 where are you? No, we are not hiding anymore. Do you see that? No, we are not hiding. There is no blame. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We are not condemned like Adam, hiding our faces and then he's looking for us. No. There is no blockage, there is no hindrance between we and him today. Hallelujah. It says that we should be holy, set apart, and without blame. We should not hide from him. It says before him, we are not hiding before him. It says in love. Amen. We are in love. So you can say, I love him. We are in love. Just like how a man get married to his wife and then they are in love. We are in love. We are in a relationship. Do you see this? Okay, your boyfriend wanted to greet you, or your girlfriend wanted to greet you, and then they said good morning, and then you hid your face. Good morning. You hid your face. Is it baby? Is it you hid your face? Sweetheart. He ran away. We are in a relationship with him. In love. We are not running away from him. We are not hiding from him. This is a spiritual blessing. You see that? This is a spiritual blessing. Amen. So I'm not trying to hide from him. I am in love. We are in a relationship. Okay, now let me ask you. Even if your husband came home and eats all the meat in the pot, he finished everything, would you say, this man, because you ate all the meat in the pot, I will never talk to you again? No, it cannot be like that. Your husband can go wrong, and then the next morning, you'll be singing to him, you are the apple of my eyes, my bright and morning star, the only one that I have. That's if you guys are really serious. You see, your husband or your wife or your spouse can go wrong, and then you come to him the following day, and you guys, you speak like as if nothing happened. Why? Because you are in love. You are in love. The same way we are in love with the Lord. We are in a relationship with the Lord. You see that? So sometimes we can go wrong, but he doesn't say, I will never ever talk to you again. No, that thing has died. It has broken. So he will come to you and say, how are you doing today? In fact, he will bring his glory. Ah, yeah. Jesus, you are so wonderful. How I love your presence. Sweet Jesus, you are so beautiful. You see, you will now learn how to sing to him the way you know how to sing to your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your husband, or your wife. Because you are in love with him. When you wake up in the morning, you sing like this. I wanna see your face, for you are beautiful, my Lord. I wanna hear your voice, sweet Jesus. Would you speak to me? You sing to him. Amen. And you too, when you are sleeping, sometimes he will come and you will hear him singing. How many of you have heard angels singing to you, or the Holy Ghost singing to you as you sleep? Or you found yourself in a realm where you're just hearing powerful sounds. You are in love. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, watch this. These are some of the blessings that we have in Him. He says, having predestinated us. That is a big word, but we can break it down. Having predestinated us. Do you know what it means? It is the word predestinated is the word to decide beforehand. Okay, for you to decide before it happens. You get it? Like, before your child is born, you say, I would make sure he goes to KNUST. I will make sure he goes to Harvard University. So what you are doing is that you are predetermining before time. So before we were born, God sat in himself and he said, I am going to make Nancy my child. When she is born, although she will be born to this man on the earth, but I am going to make her my child. So he predetermined. Did you see that? He predetermined. Before it happened, he decided to make it happen that way. That some of you say, when my child is born, her name will be called Vanessa. What you did is that you predetermined, you decided beforehand. So, wow. So he was thinking about me. So it means that God was thinking about me. If God was thinking about me, it means before I became born again, he has already said, I will make this guy my son. I like him. I will make him my son. So he thought of me, right? And today is a proof that I am his child. Look at it. He says, having, can you display that verse again? I love the word of God. He says, having predestinated us. That means having decided before time. That having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Of children. By Jesus Christ to himself. That means he adopted us to himself. Do you see that? Adam gave birth to you, but what did he do? He adopted you. He adopted you. He took you off from Adam. He adopted you, took you off from Adam. He says, to himself. So he decided that Nancy will be my child before you came into the world. So now, after you came into the world, you are now manifesting it. You are now expressing it. The reason why you are expressing it today was because before time, he said, Nancy would be my child. So, do you see that we are not here by mistake? We are living. We are living the will of the Lord. We are expressing His will. Do you see that? We are not here by mistake. I don't know about you. I don't know about you. I am not here by mistake. I am not a child of God by mistake. Just before time, He adopted me. So when was that adoption done? When Jesus Christ came and died for me, and I believed in Him, He received me to Himself. I became born again. That born again that I became is called what? Adoption. So the moment you are adopted, it means you now have a different father, you now have a different mother. Do you see that? Automatically, your parenthood, your former parenthood ceases, and a new parenthood began. Do you see that? So one of the spiritual blessings is that I have been adopted as a child. Amen. It says according to the good pleasure of His will. To the good pleasure of His will. Amen. Amen. Now look at verse 6. Look at verse 6. Are you guys with me? I am living. I am an express will of the Lord on the earth today. What He decided, I am becoming. What He thought of me, I am becoming. What He planned for me before the foundation of the world, I am becoming. Do you see that? It says, to the praise of the glory of His grace. To the praise of the glory of His grace. It says, wherein He had made us. Hey. It says, It says, to the praise of the glory of His grace. It says, wherein He had made us accepted in the beloved. He had made us. He had made me accepted in the beloved. Amen. I'm already accepted in His family. You see, in His new family, I have been accepted. Glory be to God. These are some of the spiritual blessings. Amen. Are you all with me? If you are with me, say hallelujah, hallelujah. Wave, wave, wave. You guys are too quiet. You are too quiet. Are you sleeping? Just do something. Just. Oh my God. The way we react in the church. Hiya. Can live for a blessing, you see. By now we have scattered the whole church. This kind of message. Hi. I'm telling you, we have scattered everywhere. Hey. Kabaleveta. In Namatana. In Teleboro Kivise. Montele Ada. He has given us all spiritual blessings. We have received all spiritual blessings to the praise of His glory. Amen. Now, another spiritual blessing is this. Look at verse 7. Verse 7. Oh my God, this is so wonderful. This is so wonderful. Look at verse 7. Another spiritual blessings. If you have been listening to me from the beginning, this will now make sense to you. Now, if He has predestined you, that means decided before time that you are going to be His child. And again, if He has also chosen you before the foundation of the world to be separate and to be in love with Him, not hiding. Now, look at what He's now saying in verse 7. He says, in whom? Wow. Hi. Hey. I can't. It's too much. He says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. He says, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hi. Let me break it down to you. He says, in whom we have. In whom we have. So he's showing you the things that we have. And one of the things that we have is what? Redemption. What is redemption? Redemption is apollotropsis in the Greek. What does it mean? It means, let me see the best to say it. It means a being set free as a result of a payment. You see that? So now, what you did not make the payment, but another person made that payment on your behalf. Do you see? And see, since it has already happened, it says what you now have is redemption. You were made free on behalf of a payment. It was not just freedom. It's not just freedom like that. No. It is because there was a payment. A payment was involved. Somebody paid for it. You see, there was a ransom that was paid for it. This, you have it now. You have everything now. This, through his blood. He says, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. So, if I say you have forgiveness of sins, do you come to me and say, give me forgiveness of sins? No. These are one of the things that you have. I know some people will say, this thing you are saying now. If you have a bag, or, for example, we wanted a phone, and then somebody gave me an iPhone 15. So now I have iPhone 15. Because I have iPhone 15, I don't need to come and ask again, give me iPhone 15. No, I already have. Do you see that? So when it comes to the matter of forgiveness of sins, don't go and say things like, God, forgive me. It will now look like as if God is trying to forgive your sins now. No, he says he has already done it. He says you now have it. So as a child of God, you live with that consciousness that your sins are forgiven. You see, when you know this kind of truth, you become a giant in the spirit. When you stand before God, you see, the devil cannot even whisper. You can no longer hear the whispers, because you stand before God and the devil comes and says, yesterday, you slapped somebody. You are praying. When you hear that kind of voice, you are reminded, I have been forgiven. I am not trying to acquire forgiveness. Listen to me. Let me announce it in your ear. Maybe you have forgotten. Jesus have already died. Tell your friend, Jesus have already died. He's not going to die today. He has already died. The payment has already been made. He says, cool. He says, he has already made the payment and now you are free. So now you need to acknowledge him that he has made the payment and you are free. So if you go to God to ask for forgiveness, you are telling God to tell Jesus to go and make another payment specially for you. It means you are not wise. It means you are going back to God to tell God, God, tell Jesus to go and make another payment for me. So you don't go to him and say, my sins, forgive me. No, it says you have. These are one of the things that we have. Amen. Amen. I have. It says, according to the riches of his glory. Now, let's go to verse 8. Let's see some more things that we have. Oh, our time is already up. I didn't see that. Let's look at verse 8 and verse 9 and verse 10. It's too powerful. It says, I'll be fast. It says, wherein he had abounded towards all us in all wisdom and prudence. What does it mean? He has abounded. Amen. He has abounded toward us in all wisdom. The word wisdom there is the word Sophia. It means full intelligence. Full intelligence. Is it enphronesis? Enphronesis. That is the word prudence. Phronesis. It means understanding. So what was now given to us is full intelligence and understanding. Go to verse 9. It will make sense now. Go to verse 9. So he has given us full intelligence and understanding. Why? Because he says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. What is the mystery of his will? That, you see, he decided before time to bless us. Hi. So, listen, the full intelligence and the understanding we now have is that before time, he chose us and blessed us. And, you see, now, he is now revealing it to us. He says, having made known unto us. So, the mystery is no longer a mystery because it has been made known unto us according to the mystery of his will. It is no longer a mystery because it has been made known unto us. Before, you did not know. When you were in the world, you did not know. That before the foundation of the world, you were chosen and blessed. Do you see? But now, he says, he is now making us, he has given us the full intelligence. He has given us phronesis, the understanding. So what you are receiving right now, is a proof that before the foundation of the world, he gave you the intelligence. He gave you the understanding. Amen. He says, according to the good pleasure of his will. According to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself, decided in himself. Look at verse 10. Verse 10. I'm rounding up. Verse 10. It says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. It says, even in him. What is he talking about? This is the time now. This is the time now. We all have been gathered in Christ in him. Amen. Do you see that? So you read as it continues. It says, we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Do you see? We have been gathered, the church in heaven and the church on the earth. We have been gathered together. Amen. Look at verse 11. Oh my God. Because of time, I can't explain this much. Go to verse 11. Wow. It says, in whom also we have obtained. Do you see that? We have obtained. We have received properties. That is the word inheritance. We have received properties. Because before time he decided, according to the purpose of him. He says, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He says, according to the counsel of the will of God. Look at verse 12. verse 12. It says, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Amen. Now, go to verse 13. Go to verse 13. I'm showing you what we have. It says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Now, he's showing you how you got into it. It says, after you heard the word of truth, it says, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that, it says, you now believed. After you believed, it says, you were sealed. Oh, God. I feel like scattering this place. It says, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You have been sealed. You have been stamped. That confirmed. Nancy is now my daughter. Confirmed. He says, how did you get there? He says, after you heard the word of truth. You see, that is why it was the plan. It was the plan. That is why when Jesus Christ came, he says, go ye into all the world and preach what? The gospel. So that people would hear the word of truth. Do you see? And the word, they will believe. And after they believe, what is going to happen? It says, they will be sealed. And they could believe in this heart. He says, you are a child of God. You want to go to hellfire. It means the Holy Ghost is going with you to the hellfire. He says, you were sealed. Man of God, I am a Christian. I am in Christ. Can I go to hellfire? Are you mad? What are you going to look for there? What? Tell me. What are you going to look for? Just, you have been sealed. Sealed. Let's do Greek study about sealed. What does sealed mean? Now, it means to set a seal upon a thing or a person. To set a seal. For example, look at the Ghanaian currency. The United States cannot wake up tomorrow and say that the Ghanaian currency belongs to them. Even if they may be richer than Ghana, but they cannot wake up and say the Ghanaian currency belongs to them. Why? Because our seal is on the currency. Do you see that? Our seal is on the currency. So, listen to me. Because you have been sealed, the devil cannot come and say, you belong to me, so after that you are coming to hell. No, God punished that devil. It was before the time of Jesus. He can go and fight for the body of Moses because there was no seal. But now, listen. He says, there have been a seal. Oh, Malivara Kumpare Venisa Nisa. I'm telling you, this is the message that we use to scatter everywhere. We make noise. There is a seal with that Holy Spirit of promise. It says, which is the earnest, verse 14. He says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. He says, until the redemption of the purchased possession. That means till every one of them. You know, it was not only you. There are still many people who God decided before time that they should come to him. So, until the purchased possession is complete. Do you see that? We are waiting for everybody to come. The moment Nancy came, sealed. Potent Oracle came, sealed. Royal Ego came, sealed. But you see, they are still waiting for Kelvin. Kelvin hasn't come yet. We are waiting for him. It says, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Hi. Then he comes in and says, wherefore? He says, because of all these things, wherefore He says, after, because of all these things, after I heard of your faith that you believe in Jesus Christ, he says, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. He says, every day I have been thanking God for you. Now, verse 17, it says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, says, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He says, now I am praying that he will make you to see these things. He will make you understand these things. Hallelujah. Let's stop there. Hiya. Go to verse 19. He says, I want you to see something. He says, one of the things that I want you to see is to know that, he says, and what is the exceeding greatness? Hiya. He says, and what is the exceeding? Now, the word exceeding is an adjective. I told you before. It means you papalo. That is the word exceeding. Do you see that? It's an adjective used to describe power. And what is the exceeding? Another word is the word greatness. That is what? Megathos. I'll be explaining this later, folks. I can't explain them tonight. They are too much. Hey! See? He says that you would know, you come to know the hyperbalo, the exceeding hyperbalo megathos of his dunamis towards you that believe according to the energy. The energy of his mighty is the word iskus, of his ability, of his mighty power, that is kratos, of his mighty strength. The word kratos is strength. Just all these adjectives used to describe power. He said he brought all these things together when he raised Christ from death and set him, that is verse 20, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above, verse 21, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Now I want to show you something. And every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. This, and had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. This, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth in all. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Go to chapter 2. Let me complete the story for you. Go to chapter 2. Now he wants to talk about you. He says, and you had he quickened. Go to chapter 2. He says, and you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Do you see that? He says, you were dead in trespasses and sins. He says, wherein in time past you walked. You walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. It says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, it says, had quickened us, meaning he has woken us up to our reality in Christ. When he says he has quickened us, he says he has woken us up to our reality, to who we are, what we have in Christ. He says, and had raised us up. Look at verses. That's where I want to stop. It says, and verse 6. Oh my God. verses. He says, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is where I am. That is where I am seated. Amen. That is where I am seated. You see, when you hear things like this, it strengthens your faith. It strengthens your originality, who you are, what you can do. Because of all these things, I can look for somebody who is sick here right now, somebody who is having a problem here right now, and I can pray and they will be healed. You see, because of these things, because I know what I have, what I can do, who I am. See, how can you be on the same level with somebody who knows these things and practices them and you who doesn't know it? You cannot operate the same way. You cannot. You may be born again in 1960, 1920, but if you don't know these things, how can you be effective? See, the knowledge makes us effective. Tonight, your eyes are open to the things that you have. You see, I cannot go in depth because of time. Amen. I am blessed, so mightily blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It says, blessed be. Can you now finally display chapter 1, verse 3 again? Let's round up. Chapter 1, verse 3. Can you display it again so that it makes sense? So when we say, I am blessed, there is a meaning to that. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had, he has already done it, blessed us with all. The word all is what? Every. The whole spiritual blessings, the whole in heavenly places in Christ, and we saw all of them. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. I am blessed. I cannot be stopped in the name of Jesus. My reality was not now. My reality is not now. My reality was before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. My reality is before the foundation of the world. Amen. That he predetermined. He made a choice. He made a decision to bless me before time. And now I am living out his will. I am an expression of the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Can you celebrate him tonight? I am an expression of the glory of his will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am signing forth. I am increasing mightily. By knowledge, I am taking over. In the name of Jesus, I am spreading. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. You see, this is what I have in him. This is what I have in him. I have forgiveness of sins in the name of Jesus. Hey, do you remember that? I have been sealed. Sealed. Kai, 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 kai. I have been sealed. By the precious Holy Spirit, I am sealed. See, demons cannot have you. Hellfire cannot have you. Because it says, you have been sealed. You have been sealed. Sealed. If the devil reminds you of his sins, of your sins, just remind him, sealed. A false preacher, a false teacher, telling you are going to hellfire, tell him, sealed, sealed, sealed. If they tell you are putting on trouser, you are putting on earring, you are painting your face, it will send you to hellfire. Remind them, sealed, sealed. It will be so foolish to think that Trouser would send somebody who is sealed to heaven, to hellfire. I'm not saying you should not dress well, but I'm saying it's not possible. Sealed, sealed. Nothing. He says nothing can take us out of his hands. Nothing can separate us from his will. Sealed. I can live in his heart. This is how we have boldness. Sealed. Kelevene matana. Indala kamra venis is his heart. Abro kelevene is his heart. Sealed. Heya kumaneya. Alebro kelevenis in his heart. Can you celebrate Jesus tonight? Can you celebrate him tonight? Can you celebrate him tonight? See. See. Come see. 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 Hada kabara batana. Thank you, Jesus. You are so beautiful tonight. Sweet Jesus, Jesus, you are so beautiful. If you are here, you are having pain in your head, I will count 1 to 3 and the pain would leave. You are here, there's pain in your head. After the count of 3, that pain, it will leave. 1, 2. Check your head. Check your head now. Check your head now. Check your head now. See, that is why we can be so confident, because of what we know. Amen. Sealed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to pray for you before you go tonight. Make sure you testify. That person who was having the head pain and it is gone now, make sure you testify. I want to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your grace at work in us. I thank you for your power at work in us. We thank you for the knowledge that you have shown to us. I ask, as your people go into the remaining days of this week, their lives reflect your glory. That which you have decided for them before the foundation of the world be manifested in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. I know that you chose no one here to be poor, so poverty would not manifest in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, you chose them to glory. You chose them to wealth. Let it manifest in their daily lives in the mighty name of Jesus. You did not choose them to sickness. You chose them to good health. Let it manifest in their life now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 By the mighty, beautiful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would see you tomorrow. Amen. Amen. I would see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. The Lord be with you. The Lord strengthen you.
TrendyBeats.com.
In the name of Jesus.
Your love is kind. Your love is patient. You fill my heart with so much peace and joy. You're all amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much of excess love. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh, too much, too much of excess love. Your love is kind. Your love is. My heart with so much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. All your promises are yes. Yeah. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much, oh. Excess love, oh. Too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love. Your love for me, too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love. Too much, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, you love me, oh, that you gave your.